That's prime time we're talking about here, who is unquestionably one of the greatest athletes in American history, if not the world. That may not be his son, but that don't make his son a scrub. Here's what it does make his son, however. It makes his son an individual that needs to be aware of his circumstances, needs to be aware of the fact that you are primetime Deion's son. And you got to watch what you say. You got to watch how you carry yourself. You got to watch everything you do. I didn't say it was fair. I didn't say it was fair at all. But it's reality. And it is time that Shedeur Sanders understands that every little thing he does is under a microscope because of who your dad is. And because you got a lot of people, as lovable as your dad is, that's my brother. I love him to death. But that doesn't mean everything that has happened is right. Like Primetime talking before the draft about how his son going to listen to him, how they're going to evaluate the process, and his son going to do what his daddy wants him to do. That's why I broke Deion Sanders' heart to see his son drop in the draft, because he know that part of the reason that Shedeur Sanders dropped to 144th overall and being a fifth-round pick was because of him. If you're Shedeur Sanders, you got to know that. I know it's only been a few months since you've been a part of an NFL team, but you yourself, Shedeur Sanders, said, yo, I could have handled the interview process differently. Maybe I shouldn't have come with a certain level of swag. Maybe I shouldn't have been as outspoken as I would have been. Maybe I should have handled things a little bit differently because this is a new environment, a new culture. So all of those things that he recognized that he could have done differently, it doesn't just apply to the NFL draft. It applies to the NFL period. When you pantomiming and, you know, feigning as if you're talking and saying nothing and stuff like that, some people could look at that and say, that's an extra tool that you're utilizing to bring in attention to yourself. Why don't you just focus on getting on the damn field? Again, I'm not here criticizing Shedeur Sanders. I'm simply forewarning him about what he needs to watch out for, because I do think he's a great kid. And I do think that he listens. And I do think that there's no character issues with this kid. And I do think he's smart. And I do think he can play. And I do think he has pause. And quite honestly, I think he's going to be better than Dillon Gabriel if given a chance. So at some point, whether it's week 13, week 14, week 15, I believe you're going to see Shedeur Sanders. And hopefully, when it does happen, he's ready. Because if he's not, the world's going to know that too.